The International Labour Organization says unemployment is among the biggest threats to social stability globally. Although the Nigerian economy has strong GDP, but the seeming growth has not led to economic development. The poverty rate is still very high. Technological development remains at rudimentary stages. Income inequality is high, and the development index is still very low. Festus Keyamo, the Minister of State for Labour and Employment, blamed the recent rise in unemployment on the COVID-19 pandemic, which has led to lockdowns in many countries, battering local economies that already were suffering.
I admit that it is extremely disturbing. And we in the Ministry of Labour and Employment were also extremely disturbed. A situation that was not too good before was compounded by the situation we found ourselves last year. The COVID-19 pandemic wreaked havoc across the world and contributed to a situation that was already bad.
Keyamo reassured Nigerians that the government is working to tackle unemployment and unlock the economic market by increasing marketable job skills.
Things are bound to happen. It is the reaction of governments that determines the determination of that government to also tackle the problem. That, I think, is the key, and that is the focus of this government. And by that, you'll be targeting the micro, small and medium scale entrepreneurs.
Solomon Adodo, president of the National Youth Council of Nigeria, alluded to the possibility that economic imbalance could fuel insecurity.
Infrastructure has been a major challenge. Also, we've seen that the security situation in the country has deteriorated so much. People find it difficult to operate in certain parts of the country today, particularly if you go to the northeast and some parts of the northwest, where banditry has become the new order.
Adodo lamented that the situation gives the international community the wrong impression about the country and holds back foreign investment. He urged the government to provide an enabling environment for youths who comprise the largest group of unemployed people in the country.
Government needs to really rise to the occasion and accelerate efforts at engaging the youths. We should take deliberate actions in partnership with youth leaders. There should be consultation through a bottom-up approach that involves the youth.
The jobless rate in Nigeria rose to 33.3% in the 3 months through December, according to the National Bureau of Statistics. That's up from 27.1% in the second quarter of 2020. For VOA News, Munachi Chuks from Abuja.